3, and it was first broadcast last year.
Radio 3's Sunday feature meets the architect behind the tallest building in Western Europe, the Shard in London, and discovers how music has been fundamental to his work.
Those disciplines, they share the same desire in some way.
Renzo Piano, designer, among other things, of IRCAM in Paris and the Parco della Musica in Rome, reflects on architecture and the condition of music and the essential connections between them.
Desire of precision, mathematics, geometry, force of necessity, but also the same desire to fly, I mean to be light.
This week's Sunday feature on Radio 3 from 7:45.
And that's on Sunday evening, of course. It'll be followed by our Drama on 3, the second in a series of three plays being curated for Radio 3 by Mark Ravenhill. Next Sunday night, it's Dion Boucicault's 1850s melodrama The Octoroon, recorded before an audience at Theatre Royal Stratford East in London. And if you missed last night's Night Waves in talking about the play, you can catch up with that via the Radio 3 website. It's 11 o'clock now on BBC Radio 3, time for the first of this week's Late Junctions with Fiona Talkington.
Oh, no. Well, last year, The Guardian published an article called The History of Belgian Pop in 10 Songs, which featured that band, The Honeymoon Killers, founded by Yvan Vromen. The paper described them as a band whose combination of indie pop, jazz and African influences echoed the pioneering spirit of Talking Heads without ever lapsing into imitation. And that was The Honeymoon Killers opening Late Junction tonight with a song called L'Heure de Sortie, Hour of Departure. And that's triggered my sort of mini exploration of Belgian music from the 70s and 80s this week. Lots more, of course, with me, Fiona Talkington, here with you Tuesday to Thursday at this time. And I'll be including a look ahead to the Cheltenham Jazz Festival, which gets underway this weekend, and Nico Muley's curated weekend at the Barbican coming up in May. Next, though, tonight, Shakespeare, Japanese style, with a singer called Sonoko.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father, and leave you thy name. Oh, if thou wilt not be but sworn, my love, and I no longer be a Capulet. But thy name, that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though, not a Montague. What is Montague? It is no hand, no foot, no arm, no face, no any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet. So Romeo went, were he not Romeo called, retain that due perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, love thy name, and for thy name, which is no better of thee. Thank you.
Well, pianist and arranger Bruno Heinen grew up with four of Stockhausen's music boxes in the house. His parents had worked with Stockhausen in the 70s in Germany when he was composing his Tierkreis, Signs of the Zodiac, for 12 music boxes. Bruno's father eventually acquired four of them, and Bruno received another for a recent birthday. So he returned to the studio to put it into an album along with his sextet. And following Stockhausen's instructions for any combination of instruments, the performance is supposed to begin with the star sign of the relevant date. And so with the album being released in April, that was the opening track, Aries. And before that, Sonoko, a Japanese singer who was very popular in Europe in the 1980s, recording her version of Shakespeare for the Belgian Crammed label, which is a label I'm exploring here on Late Junction this week. Now, last week, you might have caught a Portuguese singer and accordionist I played, Celina da Piedade. Here's another track from her album, M. Casa. She's just on accordion here, joined by the Basque trikitisha player, the great Kepa Junquera, and Tania Lopez on percussion in a piece called The Accordion from Sá, which is a town in northern Portugal. Thank you.
As I wander, I will ponder on a happy by and by, on a summer over yonder, with joy to you and I. Do not borrow grief or sorrow in the hours that remain. We shall know a glad tomorrow when the roses come again.
Roses come again, when the roses come again, I will meet you, I will greet you, when the roses come again.
Heidi Talbot has got immense power to bring a constant lump to the throat. Tim O'Brien joining her on vocals on that song, and that was Jerry Douglas on dobro. Mark Knopfler playing guitar. Julie Fowlis is there, John McCusker. And the whole album is, well, quite a starry lineup, but with no divas, just great music making. The album's called Angels Without Wings, by the way. And before that, Portuguese accordionist Celina de Piedade with Kepa Junquera playing the Basque Triquitisha and Tania Lopez on percussion. Bass player and composer Stefan Scondanibio died last year. He'd collaborated with the likes of Luigi Nono, Xenakis, John Cage, Terry Riley, and he had his own festival in Macerata in Italy. In the last years of his life, he worked on his dream project of arranging three contrapuntas from Bach's Art of Fugue, as well as string quartet arrangements of music from Mexico, a country which he really loved. This is the first contrapuntas played by Cuarteto Prometeo.
Thank you.
The virtuoso bassist, composer and arranger Stefanos Gondanibio died last year. He loved Bach, Mexico and Spain. And in a new release of his Reinventions, the Quarteto Prometeo played his arrangement of Tárrega's Lágrima. And before that, the Contrapuntus No. 1 from Bach's The Art of Fugue. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. From the Belgian Crammed label again, that was the Israeli rock band Minimal Contact, who made a big impact in the 1980s, fronted by singer Sammy Birnbach. That was from their second album, Deadly Weapons, and a number called The Howling Hole. But that album was also famous for the club classic Next One Is Real, which propelled them into worldwide touring. And as ever, you'll find all the details of the music I'm playing here on Late Junction on the Late Junction playlist, and that's on the Radio 3 website. Next week sees the release of an album from two concerts which happened at the Barbican in London and at Rockefeller in Oslo, concerts which so many people still tell me was one of the musical experiences of their life. It brought together two ensembles, very familiar here on Late Junction, Jaga Jazzist and the Britten Sinfonia, with Jaga material reorchestrated, rethought and recomposed by Jaga's Lars Hontveit. The album opens with an overture which Lars wrote especially for the orchestra, a curtain raiser for Jaga fans everywhere. Well, there's more of that to come this week. Jaap Jasast and Britten Sinfonia recorded live last year at concerts in London and Oslo. From the album due out next week, that was the overture and opening One Armed Bandit, and the conductor was Christian Egen. Bi Kidude, Tarab singer from Zanzibar, died a few weeks ago, aged around 102. She was one of the first Zanzibari women to sing in public, which was considered to be hugely brave at the time. Here's a track which was actually recorded at WOMAD in the UK. I'm not sure which year. The title is Kijiti.
Tazameni alivofanya kijiti, tazameni, tazameni alivofanya kijiti, kumchukua mgeni, kumchezesha foliki, kumchukua mgeni, kumchezesha foliki. Nae maguguni kamrejesha maiti, kenda nae maguguni kamrejesha maiti, kamrejesha maiti, kamrejesha maiti, kamrejesha maiti.
Yeah. Basilica.
Bi Kidude, the Queen of Zanzibari Tarab, who died on the 17th of April. That was Kijiti, recorded at WOMAD in Reading. I discovered the year, it was 1995. A small, frail-looking woman, the Guardian obituary describes her. Bi Kidude had enormous stamina and a rugged sense of humour. In Zanzibar, she lived in a modest breeze block house with some of her grandchildren and their pigeons. And each Saturday, she would perform with the band The Twinkling Stars at one of the luxury hotels. Armenia has long been a source of inspiration for the Hilliard Ensemble. On a recent release by the Louth Contemporary Music Society called In Search of the Miraculous, they perform music by the Armenian composer Vache Sharafian, alongside recordings from Armenia, performing the hauntingly beautiful Tsov Kentsaguis, The Sea of Our Life is Troubling Me. Philip Glass there, the third movement from his saxophone quartet, played there by the Russia Saxophone Quartet. Philip Glass is in London in a few weeks at the Barbican, where he'll be part of Nico Muhly's weekend called A Scream and an Outrage. That's from the 10th to the 12th of May. And Philip Glass will be playing all 20 of his piano etudes over three sessions that weekend. You'll find full details of that on the Barbican's website. And before that, the Hilliard Ensemble with Bache Sharafian's Tzov Kamsaghuis, The Sea of Life is Troubling Me. And talking of Philip Glass, thanks to Jan Beach, who's emailed saying, "Dear Fiona, I'm a Philip Glass fan." And Jan has gone on to tell me about an album of songs sung by Tara Hugo and suggests that we get hold of it and play some tracks on Late Junction. So thanks very much, Jan. I shall certainly seek that album out. And if you've got any suggestions for music you think we ought to be playing here, and we're not, do drop us an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Well worth catching on tour at the moment is an English duo, Sussex-born Josiane Clark and Ben Walker, who comes from Evesham, from their album The Seas Are Deep. This is their version of Lily of the West.
Still, I love my faithless Flora.
That's Josiane Clark and Ben Walker, their version of Lily of the West from their album The Seas Are Deep. I really like their sound, and there are plenty of opportunities to see them live coming up at some really fine folk clubs right across the country. In fact, I don't know when Josiane and Ben are going to get a rest. They're at the Vintage Emporium in London tomorrow. They go on to the Old Post Office in Clunderwen in Pembrokeshire, Saltburn Folk Club, Curtin Town Hall in North Lincolnshire, Folk at the Prospect and Runcorn, the Musician in Leicester, and it goes on and on and on. Have a look at their website, which has got a lot of information about them, and good luck to them both with their new album. The Seas Are Deep, as I said. The Italian pianist Giovanni Guidi has worked a lot with the great Enrico Rava, but now makes his ECM debut with his own piano trio. He's joined by the American bassist Thomas Morgan and the Portuguese drummer João Lobo. Their album is called City of Broken Dreams, and from that, this is One More Time. A new piano trio on the scene, that's the Giovanni Guidi Trio, and a new release called City of Broken Dreams from that, a track called Just One More Time. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with something from the debut album of the improvising duo Chris Byrne and Matt Hutchinson. They met through the sax player John Butcher, with whom they'd both worked independently, and then they worked together in Chris's group ensemble, which included such musicians as John Russell and Stevie Wishart. Their duo album is called Untuning the Sky. That's from a quote by Dryden, and which they quote on the album. The trumpet shall be heard on high, the dead shall live, the living die, and music shall untune the sky. Great words. From the album, this is the rather fine and well-titled Dusk Disturbance. Till tomorrow, good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, a piano recital for this first hour and 20 minutes. The pianist is the Italian Irene Veneziano, now in her late 20s. She studied at the Santa Cecilia National Academy in Rome, has two first prizes at Italian piano competitions under her belt in Milan and Turin, that was in 2009. And here she is in recital at the 2011 Chopin and His Europe Music Festival in Warsaw. The music by Granados, Liszt, Schubert, Moniuszko and Saint-Saëns. And the festival itself aims to put Chopin in a European context. So, Irene Veneziano sets off with the man himself, Chopin's Etude No. 19. Thank you. Chopin's Etude No. 19 in C-sharp minor, the pianist Irene Veneziano's opening piece from this recital she gave at the 2011 Chopin and His Europe Music Festival. One of the scherzos from her now, Chopin seems to have used the title much as Beethoven did to mean something fast and in triple time. And of Chopin's four scherzos, the first three of them are intense, vigorous pieces in minor keys with inflammable codas. This is the second of them.